Okay, here. Yeah, you're in a good spot. You can go anywhere.
Mr. Pranavalu.
Maharaj, you remind me when you spoke about citta. So you remind me about one verse you told maybe 1 year before. This is about citta, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speak about in the Shikshashtaka. And you quote some verse from 3rd canto of Bhagavatam, this Vishwanath Chakravartitakura purport. Mm. So he explained what does it mean. This is not like our mind, but I cannot remember exactly what it is. So may you remind me details.
Devotee is asking about the identity or nature of what we call the citta, C-H-I-T-T-A, citta. At least that's the way it will be written phonetically. C-I is C-H-I, chit. C-H-I-T-T-A, citta. Generally, we learn and we hear, we've heard and we've seen and read and learned that Krishna has 8 material energies. And they're mentioned in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, verse number 3. Bhumirapo nalo vayu kamano buddhir evacha ahankarar tiyame bina prakrita ashtada. So Krishna is telling in Gita, in the 7th chapter, which is the beginning of the Bhakti Yoga description, 7 through 12, he says, Bhumirapo nalo, he says, ashta, bina prakriti ashtada. This prakriti, bina, these are separated energies which are part of this material world. This prakriti, this material world, is made of these 8 energies. What are those 8 energies? Those 8 elements, you can say some of them are elements or energies or phenomenons. So they're earth. This material world is made of earth, water, fire, air, then what they call kam or ether, vayu, or air and kam, which is, or ka, k, like khechari. Khechari means sky, air. I mean, ether. In English they translate it as ether. And then those are the gross elements. And then there's mind, intelligence, and ego, hankar. So these are, it says, the 8 material elements. Well, there's one purport in the Srimad Bhagavatam. We gave a class on this subject of citta in Delhi. It must be quite a while now. 8 years ago. And in that purport, and I believe it's 3rd canto, BBT Bhagavatam, Prabhupada mentions, actually, he's discussing about citta or something. He said there's actually 8 coverings of the jiva. I mean, excuse me, he said there's 9 coverings of the jiva. And this is, I think it's the only place in all Prabhupada's books where he actually admits there is another covering, a 9th covering of the conditioned soul of the jiva, the Nitya Bhada Jiva. There's a 9th, what we want to say, covering or layer or identity layer or whatever you want to call it. That 9th, and he says that, 9, and that's called citta. So this is amazing. But then when you look at commentaries by Vishwanath and others, and I've also had discussions, I had a discussion here in this ashram several years ago for an hour, about 2 hours in Hindi with the future Acharya of Radhakund. He will be the next Mahant. His name is Sri Vaishnapada, or his birth name is Vishwanath. He's the one that gives all the lectures, mostly. He'll be the next Acharya of Radhakund. So we had a discussion on this very topic. I asked him, can he describe to me citta? So I took notes, and he gave a very extensive discussion. And he defined the citta. He said, is that it's a fine, because it's a layer between the intelligent, between the hankara. He said, because the last covering of the jiva is earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and hankara. These are eight. But the ninth one is above the hankara, above the ego, between the ego and the atma. Between the ego and the atma. And that's called chitta. So that's like the layer, the chitta, he said, is the finest layer of consciousness. It's the finest layer of materiality, because it's hankara is material and chitta is material. So it's a very fine level between hankara and atma. The atma is Sandini Shakti. He is eternal existence, Sandini. And some very minute anand, you say, happiness potency, Satchit Anand. So this chitta is where all the sanskaras are stored there, in this fine layer called chitta. All the impressions from previous lives, the karmas are all stored there, the impressions. The kutam and bijam and aparabdha and prarabdha, the four stages of karma, are there. And then from there, so that's Lord Chaitanya is talking about in the first verse of Shikshastakam, which is what you're bringing up from our prior class. He's saying, Chaito Darpana Marjanam, Chitta Darpan. Darpan is an analogy, it's a mirror. Darpan means mirror. You know, brush your hair, a mirror. Chaito Darpana Marjanam. Marjan means Mandira Marjanando. Guru is always humbly cleaning the temple of the Lord. Sri Vigrahara Dhananichananda Shringara Mandira Marjanando. Mandira Marjanan. So Marjan. Marjan means to clean, to scrub, to wipe, to purify. So the Chitta, Lord Chaitanya is saying that this transcendental vibration, which is the transformation of Kam Gayatri and the transformation of Krishna's flute, this transcendental vibration known as the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. It is coming from Paravyom. It's coming from the Parabrahman. It's coming from the spiritual realm. So it's totally Atma Shakti. It's totally transcendental Shakti. It's Krishna himself. Sandini, Samvit, and Ladini. So this mantra, that's because the whole Shikshastakam is a prayer glorifying the mantra, the Maha Mantra. So he said this mantra comes down, Golokera Prema Dham Harinam Sankirtan. It comes from Goloka and enters this world and enters our ears. And then what does it do? It purifies the chitta. So purifying the chitta means it removes all the sanskaras. All the sanskaras, all the impressions and etchings and embedded in our consciousness. So the chitta is above hankara. I think the word chitta is probably translated as consciousness. So Chaito Dharmana Marjana means purification of the chitta, means scientifically, is actually a physical layer. But it's so subtle, it's like, how can you see the intelligence? Can you see hankara? Can you see it in action? Hankara is the sense of the invisible, intangible sense of identity. I am. So ahankara means, hankara means that. But ahankara means against a wrong identity, not my identity. So that's called false ego, wrong identity. That I am the body, I am man, I am woman, I am a product of this material world, I am meant to enjoy this world and live here forever in this world, enjoying the material energy. Because I am matter, I am mind, I am body. But this is ahankar, wrong understanding, wrong teaching, wrong conception. So this chanting of the Maha Mantra cleanses the chitta. So that's what I understand, is the chitta is the ninth covering, which Prabhupada even admits in one purport of the Bhagavatam, which I was so happy to see. Because when I was giving the class on chitta, I learned and I studied that it's the ninth covering of the jivatma. So then I searched with a search engine on folio. Does Prabhupada mention this anywhere? Because I'm in Prabhupada's mission, and this is a different statement than we've read or heard or studied all our lives. We heard the living entity is covered by eight coverings, earth, water, fire, ether. Right? So this is, but it's actually, that's the general. But then to get to more refined understanding and, you know, slicing things, it's like then we come to the chitta, which means nine coverings. I did find a reference, one in all of Prabhupada's books, in the Bhagavatam. And I was so happy because Prabhupada himself agrees fully with the opinion, not the opinion, but the statements of the Puranas and Upanishads and Shastras and previous Acharyas, and also the contemporary sadhus whom I had met and learned about this chitta. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Shalom.